Hey, welcome to the podcast, everybody. We haven't officially started yet. We're looking for a location to do the podcast. I said that area was good. We're going to go with this area.
Lower wind over here.
Garrett and Sean are going to explain to me why this area is better.
There's a volume level here. There is really some of this volume
level. Garrett found a sound wall.
We're entering the natural amphitheater that is this part of the beach.
You gotta get low. It's too loud. You got low here.
What podcast number is this we started?
316.
341.
Theme song, Welcome Back.
Look what you started. A conflagration, baby, that's what. Don't let the flame go out. Some like it hot. Oh, baby, I'm from that old school. I play it real cool. But when you kiss me, I lit up like a fire alarm fire. Call like the...
Wow. Two for one.
Yeah, he'll edit that in. He'll do a cut there.
Quick.
We're coming to you. This is a recorded podcast live from sunny San Diego, the most famous beach in San Diego. I can't remember the name of this beach. That's the Hotel Del Coronado.
Yeah, look at that.
So
wow.
I guess this would be Coronado Beach.
That would be.
I was just telling them.
But I think it has a different name.
Hotel Del Beach.
Start this podcast off right with a little architectural info. A lot of famous architecture around the world actually base their designs off of the Hotel Del Coronado. If you look at some of the hotels in Disney World, they are all structured. Some in Paris, there's resorts in Paris.
Different colors.
All structured after the Hotel Del Coronado is an architectural inspiration to builders all around the world.
Is the maroon and white color scheme, though?
Classic.
That's classic. That's
yeah.
Classic. To the
copied a lot.
Oh, really?
It's stolen a
even
lot,
in Disney.
Actually. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, all the way the wood is placed and all the stuff like
you
that.
You may notice that this is the backdrop to the movie Some Like It Hot,
yeah,
starring Marilyn Monroe.
I Like It Hot. Theme song.
I'm a lonely horse.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I like Marilyn Monroe.
Theme song.
I'm a lonely.
All right, welcome back. That was Marilyn Monroe theme song. That was her.
When are we
song.
Filming a new intro?
Right now.
Oh shit, we're here.
Sean, Tuesday have a new intro.
Tomorrow. Just comprised of all the footage we filmed at the beach so far up till this point.
Yeah, up to this point, cut a new intro.
Up to this point.
And show it now. Theme song.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman. 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 Lonely horseman.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Welcome back.
That was badass.
That's
so anyway,
super cool. We're going to be touring around, right? We're going to be touring around Coronado.
Sure.
So
showing the sights off.
I kind of like this bunker.
I heard that we might get ice cream, so if you'd like ice cream, go to the freezer, open up a little chocolate pop, and put it in your pop hole. Get ready.
What the fuck are you saying?
Just to reiterate, go to freezer, open up a little chocolate pop. Pop it in the pop hole.
This isn't for the camera. That's how we always talk.
All right. Well, good thing we got good audio in this spot.
Well, we're not low. I told you we have to get lower.
Okay, go ahead and get low.
I thought we were going to get a powwow.
Are we doing powwow style?
Yeah.
Are we going to move on?
The water's over there.
Yeah, let's move
on. That's the sun.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, I took his shoes off.
It's true.
Oh, gross.
I was wearing boots.
I'm
wearing boots.
Trigger warning.
Some people don't like to see. Some people get grossed out about feet.
Castaway.
Derek's getting grossed out just standing next to you. I'm okay with
that. I like pictures of feet. Send pictures of feet. Send pictures of feet. I, Justine, show me your feet. Show me your feet.
Whoa.
What?
Cut that. Whoa. Why'd you say that?
Why
her? I've seen people tweet that.
What?
I, Justine, show me your smile. This is so lovely.
Katie Holmes.
Hi, Justine.
Katie
I don't care
Holmes,
about you.
Show me your feet. Katie Holmes.
What is... Zoom out. There we go. Recording a lot of a bush.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yep.
70s porn.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Derek was about to do a grass angel.
Yeah.
We all got
to
move.
Did it leave a little wing?
Oh, yeah, you can see a little wing there.
I feel blessed.
Yeah.
It's a little baby angel.
Oh, wow.
Little wings.
Like a baby died.
Yeah, like a baby died and you put it in the grass and got a little grass angel.
That's soothing.
In a way.
I don't really know what I'm saying. It's the sun's in my eyes. It's like
bleach
in my brain. We have not yet made it to the pop hole depository where you get holes for your pops or pops for your holes, whatever it may be.
Stick something icy cold down there. Cool your hot, heated, horny throats.
Did I mention how bright it is out here?
It is bright.
The sun's bleaching my brain.
You want to borrow my sunglasses?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Now I'm going to... Oh. Now much better.
Cool.
I think I've worn sunglasses... I wear them for costumes, but just on my own, I think twice in my life. I don't think to.
Every day. You don't like them? Yeah, every day, man. Driving is a necessity.
Oh, necessity. Yeah. Yep. Do you ever drive and you realize that it's like dark now, but you still have your sunglasses on?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. I think it makes me look cooler, though.
Mm. It's dangerous.
Well, welcome to Sunglasses Talk 2015. this podcast is brought to you by...
Sunglasses.com.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
PacSun.
PacSun,
where the kid who plays Anakin works here.
The kid
who played Anakin Skywalker, Jake, I think, Lloyd? At one point, yeah, worked at PacSun in like Santa Monica.
A man's got to work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hold
it. He worked at PacSun before he was Anakin.
I don't think
he was like seven. Yeah,
I don't think men work at PacSun. I think boys work at PacSun.
Oh, there you go.
Did the Force help him sell sunglasses?
I guess he wanted to make people's eyes on. The dark side.
Oh. Are you talking about the movie The Dark Side?
No. Fuck.
I am talking about the movie The Dark Side.
I'm talking about Superman. Thank you to our sponsors, PacSun, and also lootcrate.com/mega64. Go and subscribe. You get a box of stuff every month. Next month is the PacSun pack. You get a box of sunglasses signed by Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Box of sunglasses. A whole lot of them.
That's
what I need.
You're going to get like 30
Some of them with the cat eyes. There's women's glasses in there included.
Yeah, for everyone.
Cat eye ones.
That's the dream for me. I want to pack some box.
And check out shop.mega64.com, by the way. Two more shirts have sold out.
What?
And the Mega Mansion sweatshirts, I'm pretty sure by the time of this recording,
don't
gone.
Say it. Don't say it.
So order now. Get everything while you can. Because you probably won't be able to get anything later.
We're done.
Pause this. Up. Get out your credit card.
We're packed
and go
up, guys.
Shopping.
Sean, why is everything getting sold out? Are they just buying too much stuff?
We had a surge over the holidays that I had never seen before.
Massive.
And it really hasn't stopped, which is great. It's super awesome. But, we can't keep up. It's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. We're going to restock that stuff soon, hopefully.
Yeah. We've been... we apologize we didn't have a stream this week of our podcast. We were very busy with something. We were filming something cool. Something that went from... We were working from like 6 a.m. till about when the podcast should have been.
Yeah.
And
we were not in a condition to film a podcast after that.
Long day.
So, yeah.
Long day yesterday.
Yes.
But very successful though.
I agree.
So we apologize that we haven't been streaming. Apologize there hasn't been a lot in the way of new videos, just period, because we've been working on a lot of stuff. And there's also some stuff we wanted to put up that keep running into... little things that have delayed them. So we've had a couple weeks now without a new video. We apologize. We're going to make it up to you very soon. We're going to be putting out all kinds of funny stuff. You're going to be giggling and making up for lost
giggling
time.
Gusses.
They've had plenty of podcasts and other things to watch.
It's, yeah.
That's true. But going. I like to, you know, a new thing every week is like, that's ideal.
But it sounds like soon all of these things are going to come together.
Oh, it's going to be a barrage of videos.
You're just
going
to be so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You're going to have to skip. You're probably going to have to skip at least two of them. So set aside the two that you don't want to watch, and when those drop, it's just going to be a torrent.
So because of working on that stuff, it's been hard, I know, for a lot of people out there. You're used to seeing my face in a lot better condition. Yes, that's right. I did have to shave. It's disgusting. I know.
I did, too.
I still have gunk in my ears
and your nails,
from stuff.
Look at those nails. I kind of like
you even hang out with Garrett?
fuck does that mean?
It looked goth. You look like a goth kid at the beach.
What does that mean? What are you two saying about me?
That you dress like that when you go to the beach?
I was saying Rocco looks goth and he's at the beach right now.
Did you ever paint your nails, Gary?
I had nothing to do with
regularly?
There may have been some applications in the 90s.
Like,
and,
for like
early 2000s.
I mean, like, you were the guy who always had painted nails for like a month or 2 months.
This is not the topic I brought up.
No.
I was talking about Rocco.
Did you know anybody who was goth that would go to the beach and wear like completely cover themselves?
I knew someone like that.
No, goths don't go to the beach. They just
I knew a guy like that.
I know someone who was like that, and it was like, are you fucking kidding? It was just like, don't
he
go.
He would sit there, and then he'd have a big hat on so it wouldn't get sun on his skin.
Maybe he was an albino.
No, he was. I know.
You don't think?
No, I knew this guy.
Something that I thought was really funny. I mean, it's not going to sound very funny.
Okay, good. Hang on, let me get real close. Go ahead.
When I was at Disneyland once for Bat Day, I wasn't there for Bat Day, but it was Bat Day, which is the goth day at Disneyland.
I mean, you did say you were there for it, but okay.
Well, I was there because they have it on Mother's Day, so I wanted to visit my dear sweet mother. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, she lived at Disneyland.
Didn't that happen to you too? You went for Mother's Day
two years in a row. Went to Mother's Day, and it was. It was Bat Day, yeah.
Dude, moms love bats.
Those bats must have mother troubles. But anyway, a guy dressed just like Morpheus passed out from heat stroke.
That's all. trench coats.
In the same outfit, trench coat with the vest and all that stuff.
Did he have the blue?
Passed out in front of the Haunted Mansion. It was great.
Were his glasses blue or red?
No, just black.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of the pills.
Yeah, you're thinking of pills.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
anyway. Bad for education.
I was promised ice cream.
Okay.
And a pop for my mouth.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pop for your popple?
Should we go to the next destination,
Jared? I'm going
to
put the kibosh on this portion of the podcast. Hey, I apologize.
Is that a Yiddish word? Where's that come from?
I don't know. I don't know, Garrett. You tell me.
I don't know. I always use that term as well, and I don't know the origin.
You probably use it more than I do, so you're more of an authority to explain it.
Film these people. This girl is trying to jump on this. You see these people, like, these pyramid of people over here, Eric?
Sean wants you to film.
They're going
to
fall.
Sean wants me to film these girls.
I
want
to be worse than that.
All right, cool. All right, Sean, I got it. Hey, Sean, I filmed the girls for you.
Sorry, everybody.
Here. What'd you get?
Benches.
Welcome. We found some benches here. We're enjoying our cream.
That looks good. Now, can we get just an amendment on what we received here? What did you get?
I got some peanut butter concoction.
You almost got your toe snipped there. Sean, you're going lactose free.
Lactose free today.
Just breathing that clean air in San Diego.
Enjoying it. Nice beach air. Yeah.
Eric, you got some kind of turtle, Lisa Turtle.
Yep.
Cookie Man, Fago Boy.
Perfect. Hey, I want to give a shout out. I mentioned on the podcast a couple weeks ago that I wanted a new iOS game. Some guy who made one, AJ, sent me a code for his game, Hamster Drop. I've been playing it. It's awesome. Check it out, Hamster Drop. Thank you, AJ. That was very nice of you.
What's Hamster Drop like?
It's like this guy kind of looks like Garrett to me, is dropping. He's flying an airplane and he's dropping hamsters and bombs and shit. And you gotta save the hamsters, but watch out for those bombs. And then you try to catch them.
Do you feel bad when you let the hamsters
lose? I really do feel bad. Like, oh, they died.
Do they just scurry and get out?
No, they're dead.
Oh, really?
They're from a plane.
Ooh.
You can't make that.
Hey, did you guys see the thing on iTunes, like, pulling images from apps that have guns in them?
No.
I saw that they are replacing anything, because there's existing images out there that the app has, you know, a character holding a gun for some kind of shooter game, and they're pulling them and having them redo their artwork or something.
Weird.
The Oscars are coming next week. Do you guys see any of the movies?
I saw a fabulous performance by J.K. Simmons in Drummer. What was the name of
Whiplash,
it? Whiplash.
Why did you help him?
Because
like he's my friend. I don't know.
I would have got it eventually.
The Metallica master song. Drummer.
No Metallica in the film. Kind of deceiving. But that's my pick.
Yeah, I checked out the local Redbox. Too many selections, so I'm out.
I saw The Imitation Game. I like that movie a lot, and I think that was my favorite of the ones I've seen so far. But it's the most straightforward movie.
of all the movies nominated for Best Picture that I've seen so far.
Was Gone Girl up for anything?
No.
No.
That's kind of a bummer. I really like that.
I didn't see that one. It wasn't nominated for, like, anything?
No.
I had no idea what The Imitation Game was about at all. I just went to it blind, and I really liked it. So, it was good.
Hell yeah.
I still want to see the third of everything in Boyhood, but after that, I think I've seen everything I wanted to see that's been nominated. But next week is the Oscars.
You've seen most of them, right, Rocco?
Yeah, I think I have at this point. I didn't know anything about The Imitation Game either. It was okay. It was pretty straightforward, but...
Yeah.
Everything but... what? Did anyone see Selma?
No.
No.
Is that up? Is that up nominated?
Yeah. I don't want to see it. It's going to be a bummer. Like, I know it's important, but I just want to be bummed out. Yeah. If that makes sense. Like,
Yeah.
What is that? Selma? Like, it isn't... I just don't get bummed out watching a movie. Like, I've done that a lot recently, and I just kind of want to break from... I'll see it later, I guess.
Don't watch Requiem for a Dream. I know I let you
I
borrow
like that.
That don't watch it.
That's nominated this year.
It is.
I don't like that movie.
No.
Yeah, I saw Boyhood, and I really liked it. That might be... That or Whiplash is my favorite of the ones that I saw. I think Boyhood was not really strong in terms of, like, a plot or a story kind of movie, but it was just an experience. I don't know. I haven't seen anything like
from
that.
From a filmmaking standpoint...
Well, that, it was
following
just...
Following people that long. How many years total does that movie span?
I think, like, 12 or something like that. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was just more... I hadn't seen anything like that, and it was just an experience. I don't know. It affected me. It won't affect everybody, but I like that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can show this. We're going to have to blur it out.
No, blur it out.
Why? Sean says this is his favorite magazine.
I love this magazine.
You're joking. But
no.
He's joking, though.
I legitimately love this magazine.
You like...
Why? Ask Rocco. Whenever you go to...
Hold on. No, I'm not asking Rocco. I'm asking you. This is better than Rolling Stone magazine?
I enjoy this more than Rolling Stone magazine.
Dude, have you seen the...
Hold on. That was my next question. This is better than Playboy?
Are you kidding
this
me?
This is better than Playboy.
Dude, have you seen Penthouse?
I've never seen a Penthouse.
Oh my god. What's in here?
Over to my house.
What's usually in here that's so good?
No, this is like the homes for sale. There are like $5 million, $10 million. And you can see inside the home. It's awesome.
That's
love
torture.
It.
You're never
right.
going to be able to...
All right, now I'll ask Rocco. What does Sean come to you for?
Every time we go to the place that manufactures our DVDs, he specifically looks through the waiting room for Dream Home magazine.
I do.
Wow, all right, well...
I'm trying to think who else might like that
50
magazine.
50 cents.
Sean likes it.
Yeah.
My mom
no,
likes it.
No.
My grandma...
Dick Cheney.
...likes it.
Anyways,
that's weird. One day, this will be reality. It'll be a reality magazine for me.
Yeah. One day, you'll be living in there.
Reality magazine.
Anyways.
I need 50 cents.
I can't... One day, I'll live in a $10 million home. Can I borrow it?
Dog.
Those are cute dogs, though.
Hey,
that's a lot.
I seem cuter. Well...
That's crazy.
What if they scratch out 50 cents? Look at that magazine.
I love Dream Homes magazines with the $80 million homes. I wish I had 50 cents to buy the magazine.
The iron.
Well, if you don't have $80 million, 50 cents is the next best thing.
You guys start somewhere.
Hey, Sean, you play the lottery?
Hey, you know what?
No.
I'm going to get you on your way.
No, thanks. All right, cool. Here.
All right.
Let's help that out. Go ahead and... It didn't work.
He's too rich for these houses now.
Next time. Wow.
I thought that the joke was over.
The joke's not over.
He's really buying
the magazine.
He's going to get change.
That's fine.
What a loser.
I mean, we are going to keep doing the podcast with...
It's pictures of a house.
Hey. Oh, look. Hey, buy them all and throw them in the street.
Yeah, go get them all. Go get them all. Go get them all. Go get them all.
Do it.
Go get them all.
Hurry up.
Fucking joke's on me. It ate my money.
No, it didn't. You just hit the coin release button, you dunce.
I thought that was the open the thing button.
Take them off.
Oh.
Just hide. Just hide.
He has no idea.
We're really waiting for him to come back and buy it.
Eric, that's so good. He's getting changed for $5. He's been in line the whole time.
$5 for the quarters.
He's got a smile on his face.
I know, it's so funny. What happened? The city beats free.
What'd you do?
All the rich millionaires bought them all.
Yeah. A bunch of homeowners just drove up and bought them all.
Some millionaires came through town and just cleaned the place out.
Sean, what are you talking about?
Oh, where'd they all go?
God damn it.
Sean.
You guys are assholes.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What? I don't write the magazine.
Are they all gone, really?
Well,
they're all gone. There's nothing in there.
What are you talking about? What was in there?
I guess other people like it. It's not just you.
Yeah. This is supply and demand, buddy.
This isn't as good. I don't want that one. Fuck.
All right.
Oh, well.
What the hell? All
right, let's do the right thing.
We got one.
All right, you found him. Fine.
Hey, put your 50 cents back.
Throw him in the garbage. All
right. I didn't even hit it that time.
Wait, this is serious. You're not even joking.
No, I really.
Oh, he really loves that magazine.
I really love this magazine. I'm sorry. I really
hey, I'm sorry too.
I'm sorry.
Apologize.
Now you have two of them, right?
And we got it for. It's supposed to be. Look at that. $5. We didn't spend that.
Yeah, it's way less.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, what is steal?
Put that money towards one of those homes.
Yeah, it's an investment.
This will be a day, guys.
Come to Coronado, buy a magazine with houses from Coronado. Call it a day.
Hold on.
Sean, how much did you pay for that magazine?
How much did we spend on that magazine? $1?
Yeah.
I mean, it says $5 here, but I bet you could just make one.
Oh, look at that display. That's a whole display of them for free, Sean.
And they're free.
Wow.
Is that the same one, Sean?
Did you get enough? Yeah. You want extras?
No,
you can put one of them.
I'll put one back.
Why? We bought it. Yeah. Now we're losing money.
I hope they come out.
Sean's a bad businessman.
Yeah.
I hope they come out of the store and say, "Sir, this is your business partner." That's a business.
Yeah.
Partner
what
do
you? You paid for one of them. Why are you putting one of them?
Wow. One.
Now I see why the merch is always late.
Paid for one.
I don't really understand.
He thinks he's mailing them. He's really putting them back on the shelf.
Oh my god.
Anyways, your life sucks.
Well, still your favorite mag?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Jeez. Just keeps.
Wow.
You ever read Spy versus Spy? They got that in there?
That's a great magazine.
Well, mad if you subscribe, you know.
Yeah, very true. I'm going to close this camera on that.
What's up, Forum? What's happening, Forum? I've been playing that Parasite Eve copy on the PlayStation 1 on the poorly played stream. Last week, it was good. That game is something that I had always heard so much about and seen like friends play it, but never had any experience with. And it turns out it's like,
you didn't play that when you were younger, really?
I'd never
that
had
always
it.
Struck me as
I was so into Resident Evil and then Final Fantasy. You think I would have? Yeah. Because to me, it seems so far actually sitting down, playing it, listening to the music and everything, it's like straight Resident Evil type orchestra stuff. All the sound effects and page turning and footsteps and everything, like the noises match up almost perfectly. And then it's this like somewhere between Final Fantasy VII and VIII square type animation, even like. Aya's character select screen, like when you go into the inventory, you know how Cloud and Tifa and everyone was drawn in those portraits in your item? It's like that little portrait of her.
Yeah, I think it's same. I think that's Nomura.
Yeah, for sure. It's like this hybrid of those two styles. You would have think I would have played it.
Like, yeah.
It's just something that always kind of flew over my radar.
I didn't play it when I was a kid because I didn't really have a lot of, I didn't have any survival horror games.
Yeah.
But Parasite Eve looked cool. I just never got it. And now I feel like it's too late. Like, I've tried playing this, like...
It's slow.
The tank controls are a thing of the past. I can't do it.
Like, it's pretty slow. I mean, I played on the stream last week, and... I mean, normally I don't get very far, but I really didn't get very far into the game. Even today I was playing a little at the studio when we met up, and it just takes a while to progress. But I'm gonna keep trucking along and keep enjoying it.
You didn't end up getting Monster Hunter?
I don't have the new 3DS yet.
Oh, okay.
I've been so swamped this last weekend with the stuff we've been working on that I haven't gone to get the 3DS or... You know what I did?
Oh, sure.
I bought a mini SD or micro SD.
Oh, okay.
In anticipation for the transfer system and everything.
Yeah.
Just so I have it when the thing comes. But I got to go, like, I guess to a Target. Are they available in stores?
I think the regular colors.
Tweet at me. Do you see that shit at Target? We got them. I'm not going to GameStop.
I thought you didn't like promoting your Twitter.
I'm not giving out the name.
Yeah,
just saying, ask. If you,
tweet out into the ether.
If you know, so, yeah. You know. Don't put it on.
I'm glad we have Eric here to remind us of things we said.
Thank you.
Point them out at perfect opportunities.
So you don't have to be on all the time. You just watch.
When they announced the new 3DS, me and my brother both were like, oh, yeah, we got to get that because the thumb thing for Monster Hunter, I can't play it without that.
I was using the... What's that big thing?
Yeah, the circle pad.
Circle pad Pro. Yeah,
and I used that too. I had it for the XL. It was like carrying around a laptop, and didn't want to do that anymore. So, yeah, we were both committed to getting that. We both love Monster Hunter. And so right away, as soon as they announced it was coming here, we both ordered, because Amazon had a deal at the time on micro SD cards.
Yeah.
Bigger ones for the system. So we both ordered them, and then the day came where the new 3DS came out, and we both lost them. We were both like...
What?
Because we ordered them like 2 months ago. So it was like...
What size? I got, I think, a 64 for like $12.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. I have it now. Got but you. it was just really funny that we were... Hey, are you having trouble finding yours? Yeah. I don't even know. It was months ago. Oh, yeah, yeah. And so anyway.
I watched a video of Nintendo's transfer process, the explanation, which I was happy that they put out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just bitching at how convoluted and long it takes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a step-by-step process. You only have to do it once. It can't take longer than 10 minutes. It's not that big of a deal.
If you have a lot of stuff downloaded, it takes longer.
It takes longer?
Yeah.
Let's go fucking cook a bag of popcorn in your microwave and sit back, enjoy life.
Yeah, cook a bag of corn,
Why are you sitting around waiting for Monster Hunter to transfer over?
Yeah. Yeah. Corn cooker.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
But anyway, I found it, and anyway, now that I have it all set up, I downloaded Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter's fun. I've played some of it so far. I mean,
the demo was cool.
It seems like it's more of the last one, and it's fun. There's a few adjustments here and there, but I mean, nothing I didn't expect. It's more Monster Hunter.
Is there a new
weapon? It has full online now, which that's a big plus.
Is there a new weapon from 3? Because in the demo, I saw you can choose like any kind of setup and loadout, and it just kind of throws you into the world. There were some swords that would transform from like lances to swords and back and stuff. And I remember like one gun in 3 kind of doing like it changed from a hammer into a gun or something.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more, I think, in this new one. Three. And all the cat stuff that they added just gets me.
Yeah, there's a lot of cat stuff.
If you're into any kind of cat, if you use the cat emojis in iOS, personally, I don't use a baby's OS, but I do use Android platform. This is just more robust.
We're adults. I actually am going to give a chance to... It came out the same day as 3DS Majora's. I'm just fucking with you. I'm not gonna close it.
I think it's recording now.
I can hold it if you want.
Well, that's a good shot.
That's good.
Look, we're all in there.
That right there.
Until we turn.
No, that's better. Quickly talk before I turn.
Only turn.
A lot of news came out this week about the game Goddess. I had a chance to play Goddess. It's funny. I got that game about a year and a half ago, and I played it for about a month, and it was fun. For a month, and then I put it down waiting for the updates to come and kind of forgot about it. So the news this week is really funny because it reminded me that those updates never came.
Are you going to play that Total War Attila?
Oh yeah, Eric turned me on to the new Total War game Attila that's coming out. I might play it, but it's not out yet, and it's a full, I believe it's like
$59.99.
I typically don't pay that much for a video game unless...
That's like a pretty... That game looks pretty fucking deep, too.
Is it an RTS? Yeah.
You know, like, I'm totally spoiled by Steam because stuff goes on sale all the time.
Yeah.
I just won't pay full price. I'll just wait for it to go on sale.
Right.
So, Attila Total War looks really fun, but I'm going to wait until they give me a discount before I check it out.
Good.
What's funny, it's a brand new game. It's not even out yet. I was looking at the system requirements. They recommend Windows 7.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's the... Maybe
that's just because it was built... Because it's using the previous Total War engine, right?
Like, I think that's a testament to the colossal failure that Windows 8 is, that brand new games are just...
Well, most people don't...
I think that the colossal failure that's Windows 8 is evident that they're already coming out with fucking Windows 10.
getting as far as they can from that number.
Yeah,
they're coming out with Windows 10, but new video games are still stuck two, you know, a generation back.
I think there's a stat that was saying, like, I think 1% of Windows users have 8.
I have Windows 8 on my laptop.
So I think that's why they're not really catering.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm sure it'll work.
Using the new podcast computer because that has 8 on it now.
Yeah.
It's new.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was like, what do I do?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't know. I had to, like, sit down and have somebody who used it before, like, help me and go, oh, yeah, you don't have, like, a start menu.
That's not
so
good.
So you click the start menu and just type whatever you need and it comes up.
Once you figure it out, it's not that bad. But every once in a while, you'll need, like, a program you haven't used in years. You'll have to open up MS Paint. Mm-hmm. It'll take you 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that is a bummer.
Yep.
I would just feel so dumb using a Windows OS and having to ask for help with the start.
Yeah, how right? do I feel like my grandma or something.
How do I open my email?
Oh, you guys are getting old.
I know.
I think that's just it.
This is going to be hell, dude.
Welcome to hell.
No, the camera's going to stay right.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about trying to...
The camera has actually... Anytime someone has talked on either side, it actually has moved.
Yeah, it's auto-pan feature.
But yeah, I was going to say, speaking of, that's a good subject to bring up on the $60 thing.
This car's going to hit us.
Garrett, were you interested at all in that the Order 1886 game?
You know, that was a little extreme. The gameplay looks cool. I'll give them that. I haven't played a second of it. I've never tried it at a convention or anything. But, you know, it's a first-person PS4 exclusive... Like, it's a big... Apparently story-driven, is that...
Very.
Yeah.
I think some people aren't that into it, that it's very cutscene-heavy, very, you know, stuff like that.
We've talked about this in the past, but it has that Victorian time period, that setting, and I'm so burnt out on everything being steampunk that it just looks like that. So, aesthetically, I'm like, I'm not interested in this game. Mm. But, the weapons and the stuff that you've described in it sounds pretty fun. I just got, like, three shooters that I've previously bought for the PS4 that I haven't. Like, I never finished Wolfenstein New Order, and that was great.
Is there a badass game on the PS4 that's not a shooter?
Shadows of Mordor.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exclusive, but Shadows of Mordor.
I don't know that there are a lot of... Are there, like, a lot of PS4 exclusive games?
Not right now. I'm trying to think of what else I've been playing on it.
Just, for me, Resident Evil remaster is so fucking good.
My Xbox 360 just started dying. I feel like this is a trick.
Oh my god, it's like the 12th one.
Microsoft, I'm sure they're releasing a virus to kill all the Xbox 360s to force people to buy the one.
Profits.exe.
Yeah, that's the name.
It's
dying in such a slow way. Like, I could tell it's almost dead because it's just, like, slugging along,
making a lot of noise.
Not making a lot of noise, but, like, freezing. Not even freezing, but just slowing down when it shouldn't be. Like,
gotcha.
It's bullshit. So, it's a slow death.
Do you remember in the cartridge days when too many characters would be on screen and games would slow down because the processor couldn't handle the...
I think it was, I might be wrong, but I think it was Kojima who invented the thing where if there were 16 characters on screen, 8 would be on at one time and 8 would be on.
That's true.
It'd flip between them to compensate for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was Kojima that came up with
that. That's fucking crazy.
It's weird to think that even back then, like right now, he's still obviously a big name. Even back then, before you even knew who he was... changing video games, you know. It's kind of crazy, but anyway, my point with bringing that the order up is that reviewers are saying they're beating it in 5 hours.
Wow.
Like real short.
A lot of that now with new games.
And
how short? It's always a knock against how short.
Now, a lot of other people have tried it and have said, like, yeah, I don't know how they beat it in 5 hours. I can't beat it in 5 hours. But it might be close for those people, it might be closer to like 10. Is that something that would, like, if you were really into that, would that deter you, or would you not care?
No, I wouldn't care.
I think 10 hours is a good length for
it. It doesn't deter me.
Yeah, because I feel the same way. I don't like game length.
But then I'm more likely to rent that game, or then I have to buy it.
Sure.
Yeah, but I do appreciate depth and difficulty.
I agree.
I want a challenge.
Yeah.
I think I've said to you guys, too, my problem with Shadow of Mordor is that it just kind of got too easy. So.
Yeah, I feel like you really do get overpowered in that game. But
you
I
get beefy after a while.
But the way that I felt about it is that I felt like I earned all the stuff that I had, so I didn't mind being as strong as I was.
Sure.
And then it made me want to make all the war chiefs stronger, so I just kept sending death threats to everyone.
Oh, to
and then
buff
making
them
it
up.
Yeah, and then making it, like, more difficult.
Okay.
So that's the way I compensate. Say to, you know, maybe a game doesn't necessarily have to, like,
I guess it shouldn't rely on you to make it more difficult for yourself.
Sure, yeah. I mean? Yeah, there's debate with that, I guess. But I was going to say, like, I remember we were hearing the same things about Metal Gear Rising. And I beat that game, and I had a lot of fun. Would I have liked it to have gone on a little longer? Yeah, but I had so much fun in that amount of time, I didn't feel like, oh, man, I got stiff. Granted, they sent us that game. I shouldn't say that I paid for it. But with this, I still plan on getting this. I liked what I played at PAX. I don't necessarily feel... I don't know. The runtime doesn't really...
It's never been an issue for me. I mean, maybe when I was younger and I...
Yeah.
You know, back when we were kids, you'd save your allowance. You'd buy one game for that month. That was all you could afford to play.
Yeah.
And... You had all day, every day after school, to dump into that game.
Yeah.
And if it lasted 5 hours, yeah, you'd be pissed. But now it's like, dude, I'm lucky if I get 5 hours in a full week to sit down and play.
Well, I feel like I play games, you know, I really got into games like Skyrim and Fallout, and that set the bar so high because those games never end.
Yeah,
you can just keep playing them forever. What I look for in a game now really has more to do with, can I jump in and out of it?
Yeah, I know you mean.
With long stretches in between, because, man... There are times where I can't play Shadow of Mordor all the time, and then it's like, oh, I haven't played in like a month and a half. I pick it up, and I go, where am I? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just jump in.
That's cool. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that there's that Dragon Ball Z game coming out, and I feel like
this looks really interesting.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun because it looks kind of repetitive, but at the same time, it looks like something you can kind of jump in and out of.
Yeah. So. Yes, exactly.
And I've been playing a lot of stuff like with all the GTA Online coming out on PS3 and then coming out now on PS4 with the remaster of it.
Right.
Whoa. That method of gameplay where you can pop in and out really quick has just been appealing to me, I think, too, in the last couple of years. I've been playing a lot of stuff like that.
I think it's just a matter of not having a lot of time to sit down and dump. I can't dump 12 hours into a game anymore.
That's why Animal Crossing is just, you know, such a... It's a award-winning franchise. I think Nintendo should be...
It's an award-winning franchise.
I think they should be commended for the drop in and out game.
Did they pay you?
We're not supposed to say that.
What's your favorite award that Animal Crossing
won? Sean, edit this part out.
Yeah, Oscar. What are the awards that Animal Crossing has
won? I won a bug collecting award.
No, I'm not asking
won.
We didn't say what
I'm
did
asking
you win.
What did Animal Crossing win?
Innovative Achievement Awards in Excellence.
Oh, the Garrett Award.
From who?
No, from the Game Developers Conference.
No.
Yeah.
You're reaching.
Did it win something?
Don't lie.
But now I'm questioning it.
Guys,
no, he got us.
Guys,
no.
I made it up.
I'm questioning it.
See, he just admitted that he made it up.
Guys.
Just press it.
The pressure was on.
While you're crossing.
I want to point out some movie trivia history for anybody out there who's ever seen the movie Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
We are currently, hold on. Now we are on the bridge.
Show it, Rocco.
Now we are on the bridge. On which Anchorman's dog is thrown off.
Anchorman Bridge, guys.
This is the Anchorman Bridge.
This is where the Anchorman dog.
This is where Jack Black threw Will Ferrell's dog right into the ocean.
It was on this bridge, on the Coronado Bridge.
Yeah, have you seen the movie recently?
No.
Yeah, he gets stopped on the Coronado Bridge.
Yeah, you can't stop here because people do that and kill themselves.
It's also a movie, so.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want, John? They paid to lock it down. It was fake.
Fiction.
This is where they filmed it. Go back to Dream Home Magazine.
He's got two of them.
That little handsome gentleman dog got thrown right out.
What a handsome gentleman.
And I think it was like right here.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, this is the spot.
Can we show them?
This is the dog toss spot.
This is where they got tossed.
Right there.
I can tell a dog died here.
Yeah,
this is where his dog fell.
Wait, can you throw the camera out now?
Naval secrets.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I'm gonna throw the camera.
POV shot.
Yeah, and I wasn't even mad.
Yep.
I was impressed.
Is the dog's name Benjamin?
Was that a quote from the Anchorman?
Derek?
Yeah. His dog eats an entire wheel of cheese.
The dog's name is Benjamin, right?
No.
It's not?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Wow.
Do you not like Anchorman?
That's kind of
You don't like that show? Anchorman or what?
I like that show.
The news show where he's on the news and he says, San Diego, welcome San Diego.
Okay.
So we're going to PAX East.
I want to be in the front seat.
Coming up.
And you guys should go.
That's right.
Not going to a booth number yet.
Not off the top.
But we do have a panel, and that's going to be on Friday at 1:30. And that room, what room, Rocco?
I don't know.
The Pegasus room.
Maybe.
guys, check your website. Go down to the PAX East website.
But come check us. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited. Although Boston's fucking...
Dude, it's going to be cold.
It's the opposite of what we're experiencing right here. So that's going to suck, but...
Yeah, what a fuck you to the viewers at home. We took them on the, like, coldest East Coast winter days to the fucking beach in sunny, beautiful San Diego, California.
Don't point the fucking
there's,
camera.
There's
Why not?
A picture online of... there's a picture online that was... some club or a hotel or something caught on fire last night in the middle of all this extreme cold that's been going on the East Coast.
Wow.
And they put out the fire, and then in the morning someone took a picture and the building just looks like it's an ice castle.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's
yeah.
just
oh.
glaciers coming. It's just thing. It's that's just icicles coming off everything.
That's what they should crazy. Do in the convention center.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll light it on fire.
Let's bring a hose.
Frozen skit.
Oh, do you want to build snowman? Is that from the movie?
Was Olaf sing that?
No.
You got kids? Come on.
No.
But yeah, PAX East, we're going to be there at PAX East March. Man, I don't have any of the date. I don't have any information on this.
Guys, look at the... Sean's going to edit that in. Just look at the bottom of the screen right now. It's going to say
right.
all those
right.
dates.
These are the dates.
I think it's March
Sean,
7th through the 9th,
Star Wars scroll of all the dates
oh
up.
Oh, my God. 7th through 9th.
Just like yeah. a
and
long time ago.
Our yeah, our panel is on that Friday at 1:30. I think it's the Bumblebee Theater. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
That Friday, so I hope you guys can go.
Yeah, but it's going to be a tough choice because you have the Rooster Teeth panel at the same time.
Yeah, the Rooster Teeth panel is at the same time.
Fuck.
And,
shit.
Yeah, so choose wisely, but we'll tell you right now, wise would be us. Go to our panel.
Derek's taking us into some...
Derek's taking
kills,
us where he
bro.
Used to live.
I'm trying to find the 94.
Gotcha. It's to the right.
Oh, hello, construction in Golden Hill.
What's that like?
Never seen this before.
You guys should see some of the exclusive stuff that we're going to have at PAX East. It's some of the best stuff we've ever had at our booth.
I'm like
really
proud
think.
Of the merch you guys are bringing, man.
Yeah.
It's be cool. The new designs are top notch.
Yeah. And some of the stuff we're working on right now, we're going to show at our panel. Some of the new videos and things like that, and those are going to be good too, I think. So, yeah, it should be fun. Hope you guys can make it out there. I don't know of any... I haven't heard about any game stuff happening at the convention. I know...
Like exclusives?
Yeah, in previous happen. Years, there were, like, things that you could exclusively play or whatever, but I don't really know who else is exhibiting.
That car backed up a really long
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Really wide turn in our lane.
Maybe nervous.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know of a lot that's even happening at PAX East.
Yeah, I've just been tunnel vision on our own stuff.
I think even... I haven't even been that tunnel vision on it, and it's been like... I haven't heard shit one way or another.
Well, maybe it's going to be dope.
I just know it's going to be cold, and we're going to be locked in.
Oh, boy.
I don't have clothes to match this weather, I don't think.
You got to go shopping.
Do you think it's going to be really bad when we get there?
I do. I mean, it's like a month away. No, less than a month.
You got 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, and I know that they're getting another snowstorm this weekend.
Yep. Oh, God,
and
really?
They got they're currently in one now. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
it's not
up.
Stopping.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Don't go try to buy gloves in San Diego or you get laughed out of the store right
now. God, they did.
I'm cold as fuck.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll figure it out.
I got some down underwear I'm going to bring with me.
Good thinking.
Garrett's underwear is down, down.
No, we've always been down, down.
Good addition. Not
anything you do.
Stop tape.
Anything else anybody wants to say?
No. Good night, everybody. Thank you for watching.
Wait, Garrett doesn't want to say anything?
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
I mean, you never shut the fuck up. Whenever somebody says something, you go off about 10 fucking minutes about something that doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's true.